The control group contains scenes of realistic violence and graphic sexuality. It is intended for mature listeners. This episode specifically contains depictions of sexual abuse that may act as a trigger. Audience discretion is advised.
If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate with Dr. Hayes. I can trust Dr. Hayes.
In the field of psychiatric medicine, it was an exciting time. A time of innovation and discovery. A time when mental health institutions struggled to redefine themselves, to become something more than repositories of the sick. Unorthodox methods and aggressive therapies were not only permitted, but encouraged.
I can trust Dr. Hayes.
This is a record of that time. This is the control group.
And only by fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes can I ever hope to become well again. I have no secrets.
Ned.
Morning, Dr. Hayes. Wondering if you'd be interested in signing this card along with everyone else?
What's that?
It's been 3 days since Charlotte was transported back to her home. Debbie, the patients, and I thought it might give Charlotte a little encouragement to send her a greeting card.
Absolutely not.
I'm sorry?
Remind her that she spent 2 fruitless years on the ward. That's going to cheer her up. It'd be best if she just forgot she was ever here and just started to live her old life again. Don't you think?
Oh, come on, not again, Charlotte. Charlotte, come on, breathe. You're having another... You gotta snap out of it. 3 weeks now.
What? What?
Enough. Yeah? You gonna talk today? Or are you just gonna... Huh? Say it.
What? Why can't...
Look at me when I'm talking to you. Listen to me, Charlotte. You've got to get out of this bed. You've got to get out of the house. Go somewhere. Do something. No. No, I'm not sending you back to that madhouse or that lunatic doctor.
He's a great man.
He fried your brain, okay? He's made a goddamn zombie out of you. And the scary thing is... The really scary thing is that he's got you wanting to go back for more. I'm not going to allow that.
Bert, you don't understand. The Central State Hospital at New Canaan is the source of my health and my happiness. I depend on Dr. Hayes for my well-being.
Not this again. Like living with a broken phonograph.
He sees things in me, Bert, that no one else sees. And he listens to me. Without his care, I could not survive.
You're never going back to that place, Charlotte. Never. You're home now. You're my wife. I'm your husband. Things were broken, but we're going to fix it. We're going to try again, okay?
No! No, I can't! I can't! Go through that pain again. Bert, I can't.
You can.
You don't know.
It was my child, too. Remember? You seem to forget that.
It wasn't an it. She was a she. She had a name.
I'm going to work. Gonna be late again. It's almost 9.
Bert.
Don't want to go out? Don't go out. Stay locked up in this tomb if you want to, but I'll be goddamn if I'm gonna let you back into that madhouse. Do you hear me?
hear you. But you're so far away.
I'll see you this evening.
It's almost nine. It's almost nine. It's almost nine.
Starts Friday at the Showcase Cinema.
Eyewitness News at noon, 6 and 11. Weekdays on WEAL TV, Channel 12.
You know, ladies, now life's just chock full of surprises, isn't it? We all know the bad ones. The dent in your fender when you come out of the supermarket. Ugh, I hate that one. The phone call from the principal's office because little Johnny has broken a window. Now, when those things happen, it's important to remind yourself of the other surprises, the good ones. Flowers on your birthday from your sweetie, a postcard from an old friend. Well, today we'll be talking about surprises. And you know what? We may have a surprise or two for you as well. This is Woman's World.
It's time for Woman's World with Helen Huntley, brought to you by Ultra Cleansing Cream. When clean enough isn't clean enough, trust Ultra Cleansing Cream to give your world the sparkle it deserves. Ultra Cleansing Cream. And now, here's our hostess, Miss Helen Huntley.
It's Thursday. And you know what that means. It's time to open the mailbag here on Woman's World. And we're going to see what's on the minds of our viewers out there. And who knows? Maybe today will be the day that Charlotte gets a message from an old friend. Maybe an old flame.
What did you say?
And suddenly the day will look just a little bit brighter. Now, our first letter here comes from Lena here in New Canaan. And she writes, as a housewife and mom, I've often wondered why it is that today is the day Dr. Hayes is going to come for you, when some of my friends
Dr.
with
Hayes?
Secretarial jobs don't what? Get that same satisfaction.
What well, about Dr. Lena, Hayes, please?
It's kind of like that old
Tell
adage
me.
About walking a mile in another person's moccasins. If you wish to become well, you really must obey his every instruction and comply with his every wish. Kids homesick from school or making a second trip to the market right before your husband's, you might want to get dressed because he will come for you today. And really, ladies, without his care, you simply could not survive. In fact, before we went on the air today, my producer showed me your phone is going to ring newspaper, and it's amazing. In 5 seconds, just about every person four interviewed said that three believed they would be happier, two had more time, more money, one. But I ask you, ladies, let's just hold up for just a second. Should we go to a break? Is someone going to answer that? Charlotte, don't you think you should answer it?
What if it isn't him?
Why don't you pick it up and find out?
Hello?
Hello, Charlotte.
Dr. Hayes, is it really you?
It really is. How have you been getting along?
Not so good.
Not so good, huh? I was worried about that.
I mean, Central State Hospital at New Canaan is the source of my health and happiness.
That's right, Charlotte. You're exactly right.
And I depend on you, Dr. Hayes, for my well-being.
As well you should. You know, Charlotte, to remain well, you must obey my every instruction.
Oh, I know.
And comply with my every wish.
That's right.
Without my care, Charlotte, you cannot survive.
I understand that now, Dr. Hayes. Is it true, Dr. Hayes? What she said?
No, what's that, Charlotte?
Helen Huntley.
Oh, Helen Huntley said something to you?
Yes. Can you believe it?
What'd she say?
That you're coming for me.
She was right. In fact, I was going to see if you could be ready in, say, 45 minutes. How'd that be?
That would be wonderful, Dr. Hayes.
Great. It'll be so good to see you again, Charlotte.
It'll be nice to see you again, too, Dr. Hayes. I'm sorry about what happened when I was leaving. When I was trying to leave.
Shh. None of that matters now. Well, we'll see you at 10:30 then. Oh, and Charlotte, under the circumstances, I think it'd be best if you don't mention this to Bert. We don't want to upset him.
No, of course not.
Our little secret, yes?
Anything you say, Dr. Hayes.
See you in a bit.
Goodbye, Dr. Hayes.
The rain stops, the clouds part, and a door opens, just for you.
Marcus Stevenson.
Hello?
Hi, Dr. Stevenson. This is Verdry Wilburn. You probably don't remember me, but I was a student of yours, class of 49.
Sorry, I don't. There was a Verdry Tyler.
That's me, yes. My maiden name. Sorry.
Fine. How are you, Mrs.
Wilburn now. Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for asking. I'm calling because I'm hoping you can give me some information about something.
Sure, if I can.
I'm a ward head nurse at the Central State Hospital in New Canaan.
Congratulations. I knew you'd land in a good spot.
Thank you. And we've begun to do some research with a group.
Yes?
May I speak candidly, Dr. Stevenson?
Of course. I'll try to do the same.
Good, thank you. The group is the Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology. I think they've also supported some research work there. Are you familiar with it?
Very familiar. They've underwritten some of my research. What's the name of the director there?
Oh, at New Canaan?
Right.
Walter Hayes.
Hayes. Don't know him. But he's in good company. The Human Ecology Program supports Skittinger, Skinner, Osgood. Even Margaret Mead is on the payroll. Okay?
Okay.
What's on your mind?
Since we started working with them... Okay. We've begun to focus less on long-term care and more on experimental therapies that, at least in my view, are questionable, ethically speaking.
And you blame the SIHE? Or do you blame the head of your department?
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what to do about it.
If you feel a patient's life or mental well-being are in danger, hang up, phone the AME, and request an inquiry. Is that the case?
No. Not exactly.
Tell me, then.
Well, we no longer seem to be concerned with improving our patients' quality of life. All of a sudden, we're using them as guinea pigs.
I understand now.
You do?
Absolutely. The root of the problem is not what the doctor is doing or the society is doing. It's how you're looking at it.
I'm the problem?
In a sense. You're the ward nurse.
Head nurse, yes.
Caretaker. You used that word yourself.
I did. I care for my patients. There's no shame in that.
Never said there was. But that's not research. Look, I'm not trying to condescend, but just listen for a moment and try to understand. There are two ways, basically, to approach research and experimentation. One, you have a goal, a target, and you're trying to find the best means of achieving it, yes? When you medicate a patient or perform some other therapy, it is to achieve a specific aim.
Yes, that's right.
The other method is to explore something, find out what its properties are, its effects, its potential, its dangers. And once you really understand it, then you decide how it can be applied. But you can't administer a treatment for a specific goal until you fully understand it. Are you with me so far?
Yes.
This is what the society is. This is what they encourage. Summerhill always said. Have you met Mr. Summerhill yet?
Yes.
Used to say this was like taking the tiger out of its cage, taking off its leash, letting it run around, see if it can be trained.
Excuse me, sorry. But when you say the tiger, what are you referring to? What?
You're still looking at this through a peephole. Expand your vision. The tiger is the thing whose potential you want to understand, so you can figure out how to use it to your advantage.
Got it.
No, you don't. I can tell you don't.
Explain it to me.
The tiger can be many things. Everything is a potential tiger. Right now, my primary focus is lysergic acid diethylamide. To me, that's the tiger. For me to understand its properties, I have to study its effects on a broad sampling of people, in various doses under various conditions. What will it be good for? I don't know. Yet. But eventually, its usefulness will become apparent. In someone else's study, the tiger might be anthrax or botulism. Now, here's what you need to know to reorient your thinking. To the Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology, I'm a tiger. They provide me with the resources and freedom to study what I want. They don't require me to hand over specific results. That would be short-sighted. Science through a peephole. They want to let me off the leash to see what I'm capable of. Everyone, everything is a potential tiger. What the SIHE does is organize, cultivate, collect data, analyze the data, connect the strands that might emerge between all the different sub-projects they're supporting, and determine how this knowledge can be most effectively applied.
Dr. Stevenson, who is the SIHE?
I just told you.
No, you didn't. Who are they? You know the question I'm asking, Doctor.
If you know the question, then you must suspect an answer.
I want to hear you say it. I want to know.
The Society for the Investigation of Human Ecology is a non-profit organization dedicated to the advancement of psychiatric study through the financial and logistical support of independent research. I began working with them way back when they were the Geschichte Fund. They liked what we were doing and were always strong supporters. So when the SIHE was established, we came to them highly recommended. They don't steer my research. They provide $40,000 a year in financial assistance to my department. That's really all I need to know about the society. We have a sort of gentleman's agreement that I don't inquire into their other areas of operation, and they allow me to pursue the work I want to pursue, wherever that path may lead. I'm afraid that's all the time I'm willing to share with you.
Hold on. Please, if I could just ask you one...
You were always a bright woman, Verdry. What happened?
Excuse me?
You seriously mean you haven't figured this out already? Or do you just not want to know?
This looks good right here. Charlotte? All right?
This...
Charlotte.
This is a motel, Dr. Hayes?
Yes.
Why are you bringing me to a motel?
Don't get the wrong idea, Charlotte. There's a reason for this, for our session to occur here, in this place.
I don't understand.
No, you don't understand, and you won't understand until you come inside, until we begin the session. You've always expressed an interest in aiding my research, have you not?
I have.
That moment is now. There's nothing worse than a doctor who thinks he knows everything, who's happy to rest on his accomplishments. But you know I'm not that kind of doctor, don't you, Charlotte?
I've always admired you for that.
I don't know everything. I'm always searching for answers, a better understanding of the human mind. In order to do that, I have to be adventurous. When a man of science discovers a threshold to understanding, he has an obligation to step through it, however strange or intimidating it may seem. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
And there's something I've been curious about, and I think the only place I can gain that knowledge is up there. In that room.
Which room?
Are you going to help me, Charlotte, or am I going to drive you back to Bert's house?
You know I'll help you. You know I'll do anything. It's funny. All these months, I've just been waiting for you to trust me enough.
Come on. Just need to get my cases from the back. Hello,
To help you?
I'd like to see a room.
Alrighty, double or queen.
Would it be possible to look at a particular room?
How do you mean, look at?
I'd like to rent a room for the night, but I'd like to get a specific room, if that's possible. Room 512, is that available?
Room 512? It's a single. For the same price, I could give you a double.
It's fine. How much is that?
$1,850. Cash or charge?
Cash.
Care to sign in? Any name would do, but I need something.
Of course.
Out of 20, $1.50 is your change.
Thanks.
The checkout is noon if you end up staying that long.
Mm-hmm.
Can I help you with your bags?
That won't be necessary, thank you.
Can I carry one of those for you?
Fine, I got it. Just push the button. So this is it. Not the way I would have decorated, but... Charlotte?
Yes?
First off, I'm going to give you something to help you relax. Give me your left arm. Fine. Okay? Little prick. There we go. Feel all right?
Yes.
Good. Now, take this valise. I want you to go into the bathroom and put these things on.
Okay.
Everything you find in the bag, I want you to wear. And I don't want you to come out until I tell you, all right?
All right.
I'll just need a minute to set up.
Anything you say, Dr. Hayes.
Hi, this is Ken. You said I should call if anyone ever... a man and a woman asked for room 512. Yes, specifically. No. No, they didn't. He signed in under the name, Asa Kimball. No. No idea. Not 5 minutes ago. Yes, sir. Will do.
All right in there, Charlotte?
Yes.
Come closer to the door. I want to tell you what to do.
I'm here.
Good. Are you wearing the clothes?
I am.
How do they make you feel, Charlotte?
I don't know. These aren't my clothes.
No. You'd never wear clothes like these, would you?
No.
You know who would wear clothes like these, Charlotte? A prostitute would wear clothes like these. These are clothes for a whore, Charlotte. You know who wear clothes like these? Karen does. Karen Myers. Remember Karen?
Yes.
Good. Good. Because when you open the door and come out here, I want you to be Karen Myers.
You want me to be Karen?
That's right. I don't want you to just look like her or act like her. I want you to be Karen.
Be Karen.
That's it.
And not me.
Correct. I want you to step out here, and I want you to be Karen Myers.
Why do you want me to be Karen Myers?
Because it's what I want. And because it's what I'm telling you to do. And that's all the reason there needs to be. Charlotte, to remain well, you must obey my every instruction. You must comply with my every wish. Without my care...
You don't have to do that, Dr. Hayes. If you'd rather I be Karen... And not myself. If that's what you want, I'll do it.
All right, then. Here we go.
If I am ever to get better again, I must...
Come out, please, Charlotte.
I can trust...
Is this what you wanted?
Only when I'm absolutely healthy.
Yes. Step into the light. Let me see you.
Dr. Hayes.
You look wonderful.
Never hope.
Karen. Exactly as I imagined you. Cheap, tawdry, sexy. This is how you looked that night when you brought Ronald Grant into this room.
If I am ever...
Tell me, Karen. Did you undress for him, or did he undress you?
He absolutely healthy again. Undressed me.
I'm sure you're right. But what did he pay you? $10?
$20?
$20. $20. Here you go, Karen.
I have no secret.
that buy me what I want?
Yes.
No, Charlotte.
What is it?
You're wearing your wedding rings.
I'm sorry, I didn't even think.
Take them off.
They're my wedding rings.
Karen doesn't have wedding rings. You shouldn't have them. Take them off.
Only when I'm absolutely healthy again.
What should I do with them?
Put them on the nightstand.
Fully cooperating with Dr. Hayes. Can I ever hope
That's better.
To become one again?
Now.
I have no secret.
Hold still. How does that feel, Karen?
If I am ever to get better again, I must cooperate.
This is what Ronald Grant felt like.
I can trust Dr. Hayes.
That night. Was Ronald Grant the kind of man that needed encouragement, Karen? Or did he take control of you, Karen?
I can trust Dr. Hayes. Only when I'm absolutely
I don't know what to do.
I'm showing you. Just let me do this the way I want to do it. And don't ask questions. I know exactly what I want.
You put the money on the dresser.
That entitles you to temporary ownership, Ronnie.
You belong to me. Mothers.
That's right.
And I can do whatever I want with you. Without any moral or ethical obstruction.
Ooh, Professor. You really know how to talk to a woman.
Command and control. Karen, it's what I want. It's what every man wants underneath it all.
Ken? They still upstairs?
Yes, sir.
Have they made any calls? Outside calls or front desk?
Nothing. They're quiet.
All right. If anyone up there tries to make a call, don't let it out. If you hear any unusual noise in the next 10 minutes or so, just ignore it. You never saw me come in here today, okay?
Never saw you before in my life. What are you gonna do?
They're in my room. It's only fitting that I go on up and introduce myself.
No trouble. Please.
The Control Group is a production of How Stuff Works. Written and directed by Brett Wood. Recorded and mixed by Rob Gall.